Self, because we inherited ourselves through the fall of man. You were never created for yourself. You were created for Him. So you've got to deny yourself. If you love your life, you've already lost your life. But if you lose your life for His name's sake, you'll find it. Yay. That's why this selfish motivated prayer stuff doesn't release the power of God. You pray for His name's sake and the kingdom's sake and because of His love for people. Right? That's pure. And to the pure, they'll see God. He bore our sins in His body on a tree that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. Dash, by His stripes we're healed. Do you think it's an accident that He coupled living for righteousness and healing together? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. He forgives all my sin and heals all my diseases. Boy, that's pretty clear, blunt, undisputable psalm. Let me give you a little tip of something I've learned when I'm reading my Bible. If the way I'm interpreting a scripture is at the cost of something clear and obvious, or three or four scriptures, if I'm trying to make this say something at the cost of other scripture, obviously I need to reevaluate my interpretation. Because if He forgives all my sin and heals all my disease, and now the church says, well, it's not God's will to heal everybody, then is that psalm just for some or is it for all? See? And we've created a real issue then. So you got to tear out Psalms 103. You got to tear out Psalms 91 if you don't believe it's the will of God to heal. If you don't believe it's the will of God to heal, you got to tear out Matthew 21 and John 16 and John 15 and Mark 11.